This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to look at how Jesus Christ ordered his life in a timely fashion. Jesus left for the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem, described in John 7, at precisely the time that would have him arrive right on time. When he addressed the crowd, his message was timely. His message set the stage for the climax of his mission. It inspired anticipation and spelled out what they could expect if they believed and followed him. Listen to what he said in John 7:37 through 39. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Earlier in John, Jesus met the woman of Samaria at the well and offered her water to drink that would satisfy her deepest thirst for peace and meaning in her life. At this festival, he indicated, once your own need is met by coming to Jesus by faith, you become one out from whom streams of living water will flow. You will become a vessel through whom Jesus will satisfy the deepest thirst for peace and meaning in others' lives. They, in turn, will, like you, become vessels likewise, used by Jesus to reach still others. Timing is critical in all of this. When Jesus was speaking to the crowd, the time for all of this to be initiated had not yet come, but later, when the Holy Spirit was given to those who believed in Jesus, he would make all of this happen. From that time on, it is possible to have a ministry similar to that of Jesus, satisfying the thirst of others.